在两天前
About 2 days ago，
在 Minnesota 的 Burnsville 这个地方有一个相当大型的这个福音派的教会。
In Burnsville, Minnesota, there is a very large, very large evangelical church.
这个教会的主任牧师Reverend Fellner 他辞职了。
The pastor, the senior pastor of the church, Reverend Fellner, actually resigned from his post.
我们知道这个是继 Bill Hybert 的 case， 就是 Willow Creek Chicago 的这个教会的 case 呢，这是另外一个 case， 类似情况发生在这个大型的这个福音派的教会。
We know this is a second case, second to the Willow Creek Church case. This is the second case that is happening in the evangelical church.
我们在这里看见为什么这位牧师他要辞职呢
？Let's see why this pastor resigned.
因为呢，有两位姊妹，35岁的姊妹呢，控告他。
Because there are two 35-year-old sisters accused him.
这两位姊妹是在17年前，当他们还是在18岁，虽然他们已经成年了，但是呢，当时他们控告这位当时还是年轻的这个 youth pastor 这位pastor Fellner 呢，他呢操控他们这个跟他有一些不好的这个性的关系。
They accused 17 years ago when they were 18 years, even though they were adults, but this pastor Fieldner, who was a youth pastor at that time, they controlled them. So, they had some very intimate relationship.
他们当时事情发生的时候呢，这两位年轻的少女的父母呢，去找了这个主任牧师，也跟他们谈了这些事情。
When the things happened, the parents of these girls actually went to see the senior pastor and talked about this.
但是根据这两个妇女，她们当现在所在网络上所写的这个信息里面，提到当时的主任牧师呢，是很快的就把这个案子给消掉了。
Actually, according to what the two sisters wrote, the senior pastor dismissed the case very quickly.
因为他有很多的理由
，because he has many reasons，
因为他怕伤害到教会
，because he is afraid that the church will be hurt，
怕伤害到这个传道人
，because he is afraid that the minister will be hurt，
也怕这两位年轻的姊妹受到众人的责备。
He is also the senior pastor is also afraid that the two young sisters will be accused by the public。
但是17年以后
，but after 17 years，
我们看见这两位姊妹呢。在这个所谓的 Me Too 的 movement 底下呢，他们也把这个事情给揭开了。
We see these two sisters actually revealed this case in the Me Too movement.
所以呢，他们就在网络上把自己的事情给揭开了。
So they shared the case on the internet.
但是这个 Pastor Fellner 呢，他有报纸来记者采访他的时候呢，他说他告诉这个报纸的记者说这个。两位姊妹所描述的这些事情都是事实。
Actually, the pastor Fellner, when the newspaper came to ask him, he said all what he they said are truth.
但是他也当时去找了这两位姊妹呢，想要借着一位这个所谓的中间调解人来处理这个问题。
He said he had offered to speak with the women with the help of a mediator.
但是呢，他们这两位姊妹拒绝了。
But these two sisters declined.
我想请问弟兄姊妹，你觉得这些处理的方式是合乎圣经原则的这个处理问题的方式吗？
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, do you think the way they treat these matters actually follows the principles in Bible?
我们这一系列讲到这个饶恕与和好的这个过程里头，上一次第一步我们看见为什么我们要从圣经里头找到三个理由，为什么要与弟兄和好。
Well, in this series about forgiveness and reconciliation, last time we talked about from Bible, we can find three reasons why we want to reconcile with our brothers and sisters.
第一个理由是为了神的缘故，我们必须与弟兄和好。
The first reason is that we have to reconcile with brothers and sisters because of God.
第二个理由是我们必须要为我们自己这些人的缘故来与弟兄和好。
The second cause is for our own cause as man, human.
第三个理由是我们要为天使的缘故，还记得那个对头吗？那个控告者，那个撒旦，我们要为了那个缘故要与弟兄和好。
The third reason is angelical. Do you remember when we talk about Satan, the accuser? We need to reconcile with one another because of this angelical reason.
这是灵界的事情。
This is a spiritual issue.
啊，所以我们在这里看见弟兄姊妹们，不要误会，我们不是跟撒旦和好。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful that we are not reconciling with Satan.
我们是与弟兄和好。
We are reconciling with brothers and sisters.
但是那个圣经里头，主耶稣中我们的中文把主耶稣翻所讲的翻成和谐，是讲到不让撒旦有任何的理由来控告我们。
The reason we, as in Bible, the reason we want to reconcile with one another is that so that we don't give any reason for Satan to accuse us.
所以我们在这里看见，这是三大理由，我们必须与弟兄和好。
So we can see there are three major reasons we need to reconcile with brothers and sisters.
今天我们所读的这段经文是三大步骤，我们如何来与弟兄和好。
Today we're going to read this paragraph. Actually contains three steps how we reconcile with brothers and sisters.
马太福音第五章刚上一次所讲到那个部分是为什么？
Matthew chapter 5, last time we talked about, actually tells us why.
现在我们讲 how, 如何来和好。
Here we're going to talk about how.
所以我们再仔细来看马太福音。严格讲起来，马太福音呢是唯一记载福音书当中提到教会这个字眼的。
Let's go back to look at the Gospel of Matthew. Gospel of Matthew is the only gospel that mentioned the name church.
虽然他讲到的是对犹太人讲这个天国的真理。
Even though the focus is to the Jewish people talking about the truth of kingdom of heaven.
但是我们在这里看见也讲到一些教会的真理。
And not only that, we also see that the gospel also of Matthew also teach about the truth of church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们如果仔细的去看这个马太福音的整卷书的大纲，这是我们上次看过，但是我们现在放大来看第十八章这个部分。
Brothers and sisters, if we look at the gospel, the outline for the Gospel of Matthew in detail. Last time we talked about this. Now let's focus on chapter 18.
上次是第五章的部分。
Last time we talked about chapter 5.
那是主耶稣在加利利开始公开传道的这个部分，他传讲神国的宪章的部分。
Chapter 5 is the part that Jesus has begun to preach near Galilee about the kingdom of heaven.
是讲到这个天国的宪章。
The rules of the kingdom of heaven.
是讲到那所谓 constitution， 就是他的国家的这个宪章大法。
It's about the constitution of kingdom of heaven.
但是我们今天所读到这个第十八章，他讲的部分其实是在第三大部分，他在加利利开始单独培养他自己的门徒。
When we talk about chapter 18 of Gospel of Matthew, it's actually about how Jesus has carried out discipleship, training of disciple.
其实啊，我把它取一个名字叫加利利神学院。
I would say it's a seminary of Galilee.
在这个地方我们看见第十八章、第十六章到第十七章是讲到耶稣自己他所提到这个使命的问题。
From chapter 16 to 18, Jesus chapter 16 to 17, Jesus himself talked about commission.
The mission.第二个部分我们看见第十八章是讲到门徒之间彼此的关系。
The next part, chapter 18, Jesus talked about the relationship between the, among the, disciples.
弟兄姊妹，麻烦你看你自己的圣经，我们看见第一部分第一节到第五节是讲到那到底在天国里面谁是最大的。
If you read your own Bible, you will find from verse 1 to 5 is about who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
为什么耶稣基督先讲这个呢？
Why Jesus Christ talk about this first?
因为他知道他的门徒之间也彼此在争谁为大。
Because he knows that his disciples are arguing who is the greatest.
啊，第二个部分是讲到关于绊脚的问题，绊脚石跌倒的问题，是第六节到第九节的地方。
The second part from verse 6 to verse 9, Jesus talked about the stumbling stone.
第十节开始到第十四节是讲到要关怀那些小子们。
From verse 10 to 14, Jesus talked about to care about the little ones.
但是这些小子们是谁呢？
Who are the little ones?
请弟兄姊妹们转头看看你周遭围的弟兄姊妹们。
Please look at brothers and sisters among you.
啊，我们这里也有老子也有小子，对不对？
We have old ones and young little ones.
啊，其实都是小子，在神的眼光当中。
Actually, in God's sight, we are all little ones.
因为我们都是在神眼光中是非常宝贵的。
Because we are all very cherishable in God's eyes.
所以在神的眼光当中，每一个人都是非常宝贵的。
Every individual.Is important in God's eyes.
所以上帝不愿意任何一个小子丧失流离。
So God doesn't want any little one to be lost.
今天我们所读的这个第十五节开始到二十节是讲到彼此得罪、彼此如何和好的这个事情。
From verse 15 to 20, it talks about how to reconcile and.With one another.
第二十一节到第三十五节，我们有靠着主的恩典，我们有机会的话会继续来看这一段那个和好的过程当中，那个最大的要素是什么？就是饶恕。
From verse 21 to 25, we can see 35, we can see the most important factor for reconciliation is forgiveness.
所以我们今天要来看，从这段经文里面，我们要学习很重要的。到底思想来思想，到底马太福音第十八章整一章到底在讲什么？
Now we can look at this chapter and look at this verse to think about what exactly the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18 talks about.
第一个，我们看见论谁为大。
The first we can see is about who is the greatest.
也讲到和好跟饶恕。
Also talks about reconciliation.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们，你怎么把这两样放在一起呢？
Brothers and sisters, I don't know how you can put the two together.
啊，怎么能够把那个谁为大，这个是彼此争你大我小的这样的一个情况，又怎么样的能够跟和好饶恕有任何的连结呢？
How we can connect who is the greatest, which is basically arguing with one another, connected with reconciliation.
有一个解经家相当出名，叫 G. Campbell Morgan 的，他就这样子讲。
A very famous theologian Morgan, he said.
他是释经王子啊。
He's a
prince of exposition.
Yeah, prince of exposition.
啊，他就这样子讲。
He said this.
他说能够饶恕人的，就证明这个人是最大的。
He said, if you can forgive others, that means he is the greatest.
为什么？
Why?
因为从神的身上，我们就看见这样的一个明确的一个例子范例。
Because we have seen it from God.
因为神自己就是这样的做法。
God has set an example of forgiving.
严格讲起来，马太福音第十八章有在这里当中有很多重要的这个关于基督徒的人际人跟人之间那个品格的关系。
Actually, chapter 18 of Matthew is a very important chapter because it explains how to deal with interpersonal relationship among Christians.
好比说第一节到第四节讲到谦卑的问题。
From chapter 1 to chapter 4, or from verse 1 to verse 4, it talks about being humble.
第五节到第七节讲到责任感的问题。
Verse 5 to 7 talks about accountability.
第八节到第十节是讲到这个 self-control 自制的问题。
From verse 8 to 10 talks about self-control.
第十一节到第十四节我们看是讲到个人的关心。
From verse 11 to 14 it talks about individual caring.
来到我们今天所读的十五节到二十节是讲到纪律的问题。 包括人自治的问题，还有人跟人之间的问题，这个叫关于纪律的。
Now, verse of 15 to 20 talks about discipline. It talks about virtue of self-discipline and how to deal with interpersonal relationship.
这里有一小段第19节到第20节是讲到教会，讲到人基督徒之间的这个团契的关系。
From verse 19 and 20, among that paragraph, it talks about the virtue of fellowship, how Christians could fellowship with one another.
第23节到第25节，这是我们看见最后的部分，就讲到饶恕的精神。
From verse 23 to 25, the last part, it talks about the forgiveness.
回到我们刚才的那个问题。
Go back to our questions.
宽恕与和好。
Reconciliation and forgiveness.
在这个地方，我们看见在神的意念当中，这是非常重要的一个观念。
We can see this is a very important concept in God's will.
这个就是为什么主耶稣在他的加利利神学里面花了这么大的篇幅来教导他的门徒，要知道如何的去饶恕与和好。
This is why Jesus spent this much time in his Galilee seminary to talk about how to forgive and how to reconcile.
如何去除怨恨，彼此和好。
How to get rid of resentment and hatred and reconcile with one another.
这个对我们来讲是非常的重要的。
This is very important for us.
无论你在学校的生活如何。
No matter what kind of life you're living in the school.
或者是在你的家庭当中，你跟你的配偶如何的来相处
？No matter how you have your relationship with your spouse，
还有你跟你的同工在教会里面如何的相处
？In the same way for your interpersonal relationship with your coworkers，
这对我们来讲都是非常的重要的。
This is a very important topic。
我们当中有一些很年轻的弟兄姊妹们
，We have many young brothers and sisters。
我们最好是从年轻就来学习这样的一个。
We better learn this lesson from when we are young。
要不然到老了，你会背了很多的包袱。
Otherwise, when you get old, you will have many burdens at your back。
啊，很多的 trash on your back。
There will be many trash on your back。
因为你没有把它清除掉。
Because you haven't got rid of them。
所以今天我们从这段经文里面，我们要学习三个步骤，合乎圣经的原则的步骤，如何去除怨恨与弟兄和好。
Now we are going to learn three steps, following the biblical principle, how to reconcile with brothers and sisters.
这个也是教会在纪律的管理当中，那个所谓的 discipline 里面三大步骤。
This is also three steps in the for discipline in the church.
It's a procedure of discipline.
It's a procedure of discipline.
这是三大步骤。
These three steps are procedure of discipline.
还记得我说尽量不要给弟兄姊妹有压力吗？
Remember what I talk about do not give too much pressure to brothers and sisters.
啊，因为你们开始在期末考了。
Because you are having the final exam.
啊，或者是 long term paper， 所谓的。
Long term paper.、Yeah.
所以呢，不要给你们压力。
So I don't want to give you too much pressure.
所以给大家一个好消息，我们今天讲第一点就好了。
So give you good news, we only need to talk about the first point.
我们今天要从这段经文里面先来看第一点，第一个步骤如何来做。
Let's read from this paragraph. What do we need to do first as the first step?
但是这一步非常的重要。
But this first step is very important.
因为这一步是关于你自己的。
Because this first step is about yourself.
这一步你不做，没有人会去做了。
If you don't do this step, nobody will help you. Nobody will do it for you.
所以我们看见这非常重要，你必须自己来做这样子一个开始。
Let's see. It's very important. You must start with this.
我们再回到第十五节的地方。
Let's look at verse 15.
在这地方，耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“倘若你的弟兄得罪你，就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候。”指出他的错来，他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
It says, truly I tell you, sorry. It says, if your brothers or sisters sins, go and point out their fault just between two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over.
在这地方，我们看见主耶稣所用的当时原文的语气是命令式的 ，It's a command.
As you can see, in the original Greek text.This is a command.
The voice is imperative, 就是他的这样的语气是命令式的。
Yeah. The voice is imperative.
Yeah. 对了，它的语气是命令式的。
It is an imperative.
什么是命令式的
？What is an imperative?
也就是他给你的命令，你就必须要去做的。
It means you have to follow because it's a command.
请问这是谁给的命令？
Let me ask who gives this command.
这是主耶稣亲自给的命令。
This is a command from Jesus Christ himself.
就像我们在这里领圣餐的时候，我们在这里看见主耶稣要我们在这里拨开他的身体。
Just like when we are having the Holy Communion, Jesus asks us to break his body.
所以我们在这里看见，我们必须要看是了解这是神的命令，我们必须要去遵行的。
So we know that this is God's command, so that we have to follow.
我们在这里看见，当我们照着主的命令去做的时候，对我们有什么好处？对别人有什么好处？
Let's see when we follow God's command, what's the benefit for ourselves and for other people?
当我们感到别人错待我们的时候，或是对我们有什么样的这些讲错话、做错的事情的时候，我们应该马上把这一些东西讲出来，把问题即刻的解决。
If we were offended by others, we should immediately speak it out.
因为这些是非常重要的关系的开始。
Because this is a very important initial point for important interpersonal relationship.
还记得我讲说，人跟人之间的关系好像一条绳子吗？
Remember we talk about it's like the interpersonal relationship is like a rope.
我拉着绳子的这一头。
I hold one side of the rope.
这个袁老师拉着另外一头。
I hold the other side.
我们两个都是重磅级的，有没有？
We are all very strong.
这个袁老师大概180几磅，没有啦，170差不多啊。
Actually over 200.
Over 200. Okay, it's kind of heavy. 我还。我们拉着这个绳子的时候呢，因为我们两个都是重磅级的，所以这个绳子有点紧绷啊。
When we hold the rope together, so it's going to be very tight.
有点像这个拔河一样的。
It's like tug war.
OK， 但是我们在这里看见这个绳子呢，我们这个关系的维系呢是这一条绳子。
We can see the relationship between us is relying on this rope.
当这个绳子有一点点 crack 的时候，有一点点丝毫的裂开的时候，
When we have a little bit crack on that rope,
你知道会什么事情会发生吗？
Do you know what will happen?
这个绳子时间一长就会断掉。
After a long time, the rope will break.
我以前是在船上工作的，我是学航海的。
I used to work on a ship. I learned the navigation.
你知道那个船跟地上的这个。那个桩子挂在一起的这个缆绳有多粗吗
？Do you know how thick the rope for the ship？
大概有这么粗的缆绳呢、啊？
The rope
你们知道吧
？Very thick for connecting the boat.
可是对这种几十吨的、几百吨的、几千吨的大船跟，跟当这个风或者是流很大的时候，那个绳子还是会断的。
But for the ship of thousands of ten, even if this rope is very thick, it can still be broken.
那这个缆绳呢？它外面是麻做的，一股一股的绞在一起。可是它这个最中心的地方有这么粗的钢缆做中心的。
So the fiber is outside of this rope, but inside the fiber there is this steel inside heart.
而且为了避免这个缆绳在这个所谓的 出港进港的时候离岸或者是靠岸的时候那个缆绳在绞的时候断掉所以我们经常必须检查就算一点点小小的 裂缝都必须把那个缆绳麻绳换掉
So we need to always to avoid any accident we need to always examine if there's any crack we need to change the fiber outside of it
因为这个虽然看起来目前小小的一点点的裂缝，可是时间久了，当风大的时候，那个潮高的时候，或者是船离岸的那个力量太大的时候，那个绳子是会断的。
even if the rope is very thick, but when the wind is, if there is a small crack, when the wind blows, when the tide comes up, so there is still, when the tension to go outside of, to leave the land is too strong, there is still an opportunity for the rope to break.
你知道当他那个重，他在绞紧那个缆绳的时候，当那时候一断的时候，是很难看的。
When the rope breaks, it's actually very dangerous.
特别是有那个 winch 在绞的时候
，especially when there's wind.
那个绞车啊，
哦、oh, ，
不是风啊，
okay.
是绞车在绞紧那个绳子的时候。
Okay. When you use the winding to actually get it.
当那个缆绳断的是像刀子一样的，可以把人的头给砍断了。
When the winding machine is actually winding the rope, and then if it's broken, there is a strong force for the rope, it's possible that it can even cut people's head.
所以我们在这里看见，当我跟袁老师这条缆绳呢，无论夺出都不可以有一点点丝毫的裂缝。
So the rope between us, no matter how thick it is, There cannot be any crack.
因为我们两个都是重磅级的，有没有
？Because we are all heavy.
一个超过200磅的
，One is over 200 pounds.
200磅。所以呢，我们彼此拉得很紧的时候，当这个绳子从中间断的时候，可能伤害的就是我们两个，可能我们被切成一半的。
Yeah. When we are holding tight, if the rope broke, it can hurt both of us.
这个就是为什么在这里讲到说要把那个小小的问题尽快的解决。
This is why we are talking about. Even if there is a small problem, we need to solve it as early as possible.
最糟糕的就是把那些不好的事情藏在心里面。
The worst scenario is to hide these issues in our heart.
因为这会造成致命伤的。
As it will become a fatal injury.
这不但是关系的破裂、彼此的伤害，甚至于呢，伤害到人的心灵跟生命。
It not only hurts our interpersonal relationship, it could also damage your heart, life, and character.
大家还记得我们上次讲到吴刚事件吗？
Do you still remember the Wugang incident?
那是一点点小小的开始。
That's that all begins with small things.
但是我们看见造成那么大的伤害。
We can see what kind of damage it caused.
我们再回到这个去主动要怎么来做？如果我们从另外一个翻译的版本，他说这个是比较靠近希腊文的翻译，他说主动在私底下要指出他的错来。
Actually, when we look at the other translation, it's more close to Greek language. It talks about you need to actively point out.
我们在这里看见这是非常重要，是私底下的。
We need to talk about this is in private.
你不可以在那个大家在 fellowship, 大家在吃饭的时候，你站起来说某某弟兄，你在某一件事情上得罪我，我现在饶恕你，奉主的名。
You better not to. When we are having lunch in the fellowship hall, and you stand up, say, "Brother, you actually hurt me. Let me forgive you in God's name."
啊，这个呢就没有达到这个私底下的这解决问题的这个第一个原则。
Now you have not achieved the first principle talking about privately point out.
最近呢，BBC 有一个系列的节目叫做《The Crown》。
Recently, there is a movie series called, actually TV series called The Crown in BBC.
这是讲到这个伊丽莎白，英国伊丽莎白女王二世，她的这个从年轻开始就位的这个故事。
It talks about the story of Elizabeth II, the Queen, her story from very young.
你们知道她即位的时候她几岁吗？
Do you know how old she was when she got crowned?
26岁而已啊。
26 years old.
啊，为什么她那么年轻就当女王呢
？Why she can become queen when she was very young?
因为她的爸爸 King Albert 早死 ，King George 早死。
Because King George died earlier.
啊，那为什么她的这个她的爸爸 King George 早死呢
？Why King George died earlier?
因为这个 King Albert 叫 Albert， 其实叫 King， 就是后来的 King George。他的哥哥叫温莎公爵的，他呢只爱美人不爱江山。
Yeah, we all know the story that the brother the older brother of George the Fifth is the Duke of Windsor, and he only loves the
beauty,
the lady, beauty, the beauty, and doesn't love the kingdom.
所以他把他的王位放弃了。
he gave up his kingdom.
啊，我们看见这一个爱德华八世，他把他的王位放弃了。
We can see that the King Edward VIII gave up his kingship.
啊，对，伊丽莎白，就是包括他的父亲全家来讲，是一个大灾难呢。
It becomes a disaster for Elizabeth and her family.
所以后来，当这个伊丽莎白二世即位的时候，当了女王以后，她有一次跟这个她的伯父，其实就是这个温莎公爵啊，就是那个只爱美人不爱江山的这个温莎公爵，吃一起单独的吃饭的时候。
So when after King Elizabeth became the Queen Elizabeth became the queen, on one occasion when she was having dinner with the Duke of Windsor
alone, 私底下
in private.
Okay, 他就告诉他的伯父，就是这个温莎公爵。
She told the Duke of Windsor.
他说 ，You never apologize.
She said, "You never apologize."
他的伯父说，有啊。我看我写的信也告诉你的爸爸，也告诉你的妈妈，我跟你爸爸妈妈都道歉了、
啊。His uncle, her uncle said, "Yes, I did. I've already written the letters to your father and your mother. I have already apologized."
啊，但是这个伊丽莎白二世当时她已经是女王了，她说 ，"No, 我不是在想你要对我的父母道歉，你从来没有跟我道歉。
啊。The Queen Elizabeth, now she is the queen, she actually said in private, I did not mean them, I meant to me.
啊，我们在这里看见这个贵为这个一国之君，他在私底下跟他的伯父要求他的道歉。
You can see as the queen, as the head of the state, in private, she asked apology from her uncle.
所以我们看见这是一个非常重要的原则。
We can see this is a very important principle.
因为这个是讲到一个在教会里头的重要的关系。
Because this talks about a very important relationship in church.
所以这里耶稣基督告诉他的门徒说：“若你的弟兄得罪你。”
That's why the brothers. That's why Jesus told his disciple, "If your brothers and sisters sin against you."
还记得我们上讲了这个弟兄的关系是在主里面的关系。
Remember, we talk about this brother relationship is in Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们刚才在这里为什么一起来领受圣餐饼杯
？Brothers and sisters, why we want to have the cup and the bread together?
因为我们是在主里面是肢体。
Because we are in the in Christ a body.
刚才杨牧师带领我们读的那段经文，我们来看一下第哥林多前书第十一章第二十三节开始是杨牧师刚才带领我们读的那段经文第二十三到二十八节的地方。
Let's look at the paragraph Pastor Yao led us to read. First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23 to 28.
但是我们现在不读这一段。
Let's not read it.
我们往前看第十章的地方。
Let's look at chapter 10.
因为今天刚好有圣餐，所以我想到这段经文配合我们讲到这个弟兄的关系。
I think because we have communion today, so this paragraph actually helps us to demonstrate the relationship between brothers and sisters.
我都没有听到翻圣经的声音了。
I haven't heard the you open your Bible.
哦，原来都翻了 iPhone. OK.
Oh, you all have cell phone. Yeah.
我这个是 i11 See? OK 麻烦你打开你的 i11
Let's open if you have a cell phone on your Bible, open it
i11
yeah We don't have i11
I don't either OK 我们来看一下第十章的地方
Let's look at chapter 10
那我们一起来看第十章第十六节
Chapter 10, 16
十六节十七节
16 and 17.
我们一起来读《哥林多前书》第十章第十六节、第十七节，请。我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼，岂不是统领基督的身体吗？我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。英文。
Okay. 16 to let's read the
英文啊，一起来。
11 chapter 11
一起读。
First Corinthians chapter 11:16 to 17. chapter 10, 16 to 17, is not the cup of thanksgiving for which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ, and is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ, because there is one loaf, we who are many, and one body, for we all share one loaf.
我们在这里看见一个饼一个杯。
We can see that we are talking about one cup, one bread.
因为基督的身体就是这么一个。
Because Jesus' body is just one.
所以我们在这里看见，我们虽多，我们肢体虽多，但是我们同领一个饼一个杯。
Even though the brothers and sisters are many, but we only hold one cup and one body.
所以我们都是在基督里是互为弟兄姊妹，互为肢体的。
We are in Christ Jesus as one body and be brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这个关系是永远的。
Brothers and sisters, we can see this relationship is internal.
有人说我跟我太太的关系也是永远的。
Some people said my relationship with my wife is also internal.
Spouse, okay.
Spouse,
yeah. 但是弟兄姊妹们，那你就错了。我们看见婚姻在这个誓言里头是 till what?
Yeah.
Till death we are done, right?
But the brothers and sisters, you got to remember, your oath for the marriage is actually till death. It's not till forever.
但是这个肢体的关系是永远的。
But this relationship of brothers and sisters is forever.
因为在将来，我们在天上一起敬拜我们的上帝的。
Because in the future, when we are going to worship our Lord together.
你想想看，如果上帝把你分到站在你旁边的是你最讨厌那个弟兄一起敬拜上帝，你敬拜得下去吗？永远。
But if God just have the brother that you really don't like just beside you and worship together, so can you do that forever?
我跟袁老师的关系很好 ，Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about this.、
所以我们在这里看见这个永恒的关系不能登报作废的。
So we can see this internal relationship cannot be abolished by a newspaper announcement.
这个就是为什么主耶稣说你的弟兄这么重要。
This is why Jesus said your brother is so important.
因为在这个关系里是从古早的时候在立位记已经讲很清楚了，不要心里恨你的弟兄。
Because this is a relationship that as early as Leviticus, it talks about do not hate a fellow Israelite in your heart.
甚至于我们上次看到约翰一书讲到说，凡恨他弟兄就是杀人，还记得吗
？Last time we even talk about First John, talk about anyone who hates a brother or sister is a murderer.
所以我们在这个过程当中，我们看见是一定要去做的。
So we can see this is something important for us to do.
因为那个结果是永远的。
Because the result is forever.
但是我们怎么样的去跟弟兄谈这个事情呢
？But how should we talk about these issues with brothers and sisters?
我们要真心主动，而且非常客观，不可以对人不对事。
We need to see.To be sincere, proactive, and objective, we need to point at the things, not the person.
那我们看见在这里，主耶稣用一个好像假设语气的说：“如果他听你的，你便得了你的弟兄。”这是在第十五节的后半段。
We can see our Lord Jesus use a conditional sentence here. If they listen to you, you have won them over.
刚才。袁老师翻成 conditional 是条件句，就是假设语，但是它是第三类的假设语。
When we talk about conditional, it's the third type of conditional sentence.
是有可能成为事实的假设。
It's something that could become true.
也就是真的可以做到的。
It's something that we could do it.
他如果听你的，是真的可以听你的。
It's possible that it could really listen to you.
所以我们在这里看见。那个结果是你便得了你的弟兄。
We can see the result is that you win your brother over.
如果我们从上下文来看，为什么主耶稣要他的门徒做这个事呢
？If we look at the context, why Jesus Christ want his disciple to do this?
我们往前看一节，他怎么讲
？We can look at one more verse before this.
你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意小子里面失上一个。还记得我们刚才所提到的吗？
In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish.
我们希望每一个小子都能够被主得到。
We wish that every little one could be gained over by the Lord.
所以我们往前看， 要和好的原因，不愿意丧失一个。
So we can look forward why we want to reconcile because we don't want anyone lost.
从另外一个角度，从第十九节看，耶稣基督怎么教导？
From another perspective, let's look at verse 19, what Jesus taught us.
若是你们中间两个人在地上同心合意，求什么事？
Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for,
这两个人是最基本的单位。
Two people.The basic unit.
刚才我讲了，我跟袁老师拉的这个绳子就是最基本的单位。
So when we are holding the rope together, it's the basic unit.
我们可能是同工的关系。
We can be co-worker.
啊，我们当然不是跟袁老师，我跟我他太太是这个夫妇的关系。
Pastor Xu and his wife is a husband and wife couple.
我们看见这是最基本的。
These are basic units.
但是我们在这里看着，常常在最基本的就没有办法同心合意。
Unfortunately, so often, the basic unit cannot be reconciling.
那更不要讲超过两个人以上。
Not let alone more than two people.
我们当中有人学数学的。
We have many people learn mathematics.
你知道那个合一要多少的，是怎么计算的吗？合一的可能性。
Do you know how what chance of being reconciling?
两个人的合一的可能性只有四分之一，就是二的二次方之一。
So for two people to be completely reconciled, the opportunity is a quarter.
是二的二次方。
Because you have to have one out of two power two.
三个人呢？
How about three?
Hello, 八分之一。
One eighth.
12.5%.
12.3%.
五个人呢？
How about five people?
32%.
One out of 23. No, 32.
我上次来的时候看见教会的周报说，感谢主，我们有十八个人一起祷告。
Last time when I see the flyer, I basically we say thank the Lord. There are 18 people praying together.
Attending prayer meetings.
Yeah, attending prayer meetings.
所以那个合一的可能性是多少？
So what about the opportunity to be in unity?
二的十八次方之一。
It's one out of two power 18.
你们谁数学好的？麻烦你告诉我那个 percentage 有多少 ，OK？
If you are good at mathematics, tell me what percentage is that.
那个同心合一不是那么简单的。
It's difficult to be in unity.
但是对教会非常的重要。
But this unity is critical to the church.
我们在这里看见这是两周年了。
We can see this is the second year, second anniversary.
第一周年的时候，我还记得我也是在这里讲到，我还记得有人记得我讲的那个道的内容是什么吗
？Do you still remember what I talked about on the first anniversary?
Nobody remember. Go back to the recording. 我们教会录音吗？
Do you have the
recording?
Pastor Xie is asking if we have recording.
回去听听看录音讲什么。
You can go back to listen to that.
在真道上合一。
I talked about the unity in truth.
所以我们在这里看见合一对教会是非常的重要的。
So we can see unity is particularly important for the church.
我们经常在研究教会的这个发展，叫学习如何来让教会能够成长。
We always learn how to let the church grow.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见这张图了吗
？You can see this.
这个是人的生命的周期。
This is the cycle of a life of a human.
其实教会也是这样的周期。
Actually, the church sometimes is like this.
人有生老病死。
The human has a live and death.
有他的周期的。
We have a cycle.
但是教会也有他的周期的。
And church has also its cycle.
但是我要告诉你，弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you.
那个所谓的巅峰期啊，不是一定是很长很长的。
The peak is not always very long.
你怎么去定义那个巅峰期？
How do you define the peak?
你怎么知道这个教会的巅峰期已经进入到这个有所谓的这个衰退期
？How do you know if the peak actually enters recession already?
有个地方可以看得出来。
You can see one thing.
当教会开始在纷争，在开始有这个扰乱的时候，那个就是它的巅峰期结束的时候。
If you have seen the conflicts and disturbance within the church, you can see that the peak actually already passed.
这个就是为什么主耶稣那么看重合一啊。
This is why Jesus regard unity as so important.
这个就是为什么同心合意那么重要。
This is why unity is so important.
但是我们看见好像避免不了那个所谓的衰退期啊，因为好像人总是会老，教会总是会衰退的。
But it looks like the recession is inevitable because human will always become old. The church will always have a recession.
那你就错了。
You're wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，教会可以避免衰退期。
Brothers and sisters, the church can avoid the recession.
怎么样能够避免那个衰退期？
How to avoid that?
就是要从合一开始做起。
We need to begin with unity.
当教会合一的时候，他又在重新另外一个高峰，那个就是更新，那个就是合一的结果。
When we have unity, we will have another peak, and that will be the renewal, and that will be the result of unity.
教会会有一些不同的意见，会有一些纷扰，是一定会发生的。
Within the church, there will be disagreement. That will be almost sure.
就像夫妇一定会吵架的嘛。
It's like husband and wife always arguing with one another.
吵到最凶的是什么时候呢？
When is the most difficult time?
你就问 Jack 跟 CC 就知道了。
Ask Jack and CC.
因为那个是磨合期啊。
Because it's a period of
grinding.
Yeah.
所以我们不是要叫磨合期，叫蜜月期，有没有？
We don't want to call a period of grinding. We call it
honeymoon. 真的那甜甜蜜蜜吗？
Is honeymoon really honey?Sweet.
Sweet.
Sweet.
No.
No.
The fact, the truth is no.
The truth is no.
是真的没有那么甜甜蜜蜜。
Honeymoon is not always so sweet.
但是在磨合的时候你需要润滑剂，就是 that's why you need honey.
That's why this honeymoon, you need something to lubricate it, that's why you need honey.
弟兄姊妹们，所以我们在这里看见合一的重要性。
That's why unity is so important.
还记得那个衰退期怎么界定吗？
Do you remember how to define the recession?
就是当有纷扰的时候，不去解决的时候，那个分裂就开始。
When we have conflicts, when we have disturbance, if we don't solve these issues, we will have the division.
但是你解决了这个问题的时候，
If you solve this issue,
就会更新。
You will have renewal.
又才是重新的 pick up 起来。
You will have reach another peak.
所以教会的生命是可以一直不断的朝往上走的。
So that's why the life of church can always go up and up.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见这张流程图了吗？
Brothers and sisters, did you see this procedure?
这个所谓的 flow chart.
This flow chart.
我们看见当他听的时候。
We can see when he listen.
当你去跟对方讲，他听的时候。你最后就能够达到同心合一的这样的境界。
When you rebuke your brother sisters, if he listens, you will reach a unity.
我们当中谁学过电脑的流程图 ？This is one of them, flowchart.
Do any of you learned the flowchart of the computer? This is one of them.
是吧？当你跟他谈这个事情，他听了，然后你就得了这个弟兄，寻回这个迷失的羊，也符合上帝的心意，能够在教会当中合一。
When you rebuke a brother, if he listened, you will win him over and find the lost sheep and fulfill God's will and reach unity.
这是其中一个可能性。
This is one possibility.
但是如果他不听呢？
What if he doesn't listen?
你就必须下次再回来听。
You need to come back next time.
我们请低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的天父，我们再次的感谢你，主，因为你在我们的生命当中，你要做合一的工作，求主你圣灵。借着你的爱来帮助我们彼此的润滑，叫我们能够在你的爱里头，我们能够彼此的能够相勉励相赦免，能够达到合一的境界，是必须要借着这个和好的工作。求主你来赐福给我们，叫我们的弟兄姊妹之间能够彼此能够在私底下先把问题能够解决。求主你在这个事情上的恩待我们，让我们看见这是你的心意，你要我们同心合意。当我们两三个人同心合意在这里祷告，主啊，你必定垂听。我们再次的谢谢你，今天用你的话语来提醒、教导、引领我们做当做的事情。我们求主你自己合一的灵就在我们的当中来运行，因为我们同领一个杯，同领一个饼。 在你的面前，我们是合而为一的。求主在这个事情上，让我们做合一、美好、荣耀的见证，能够吸引更多人来归向你，也使你得到当得的荣耀。我们这样的祈求、祷告、感恩，都是奉靠我们救主耶稣基督得胜的圣名来求。
阿门。